الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and brothers, the journey of Ramadan is about to commence. And this is a journey of discipline, devotion, and unparalleled spiritual benefit and reward. The month of Ramadan is a month of great opportunities. In this month, a person can draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you want in your life, or whatever you need, or whatever you desire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got it in His treasures. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا إِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. Allah Ta'ala says there's nothing except that the treasures lie by us. Your normal treasure that you have got, or your bank balance you have got, in reality can't really do much for you. If you look at the broader picture of life and see what man really needs, the money can assist him to a certain extent in some things, but the most important things in life money cannot buy. Money cannot buy peace and tranquility. Money cannot buy a good night's sleep. Money cannot buy safety and security. You can buy the best vehicle with money, the most expensive vehicle, but money cannot guarantee you a safe journey. You can take money and you can have a function out of this world, a grand style function. It can be a talk of the town, the whole country, the whole world, people will be talking about the function, but money cannot secure the marriage of your child. So you have to understand one thing, that money which we chase after so much, we literally fight for it. We will break ties, we will do anything for money. The world revolves around money. Everything is about money. Take money and throw it down, and then you see action. Anything, whatever it is, any department, money can buy people off. Money can buy governments, it can buy presidents, it can buy the law officials. But remember, if you really think about it, money cannot buy you the most important things you need in life. That only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give to you. And that is where you need to draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the month of Ramadan is a month of great opportunities. Because this is a month wherein you boost the batteries of your iman. This is the month where you understand the purpose of your life. How many of us really understand what we yearn for? How many people understand that? Maybe the person may say, he may know the answer verbally, but if you really think about it, if you yearn for this purpose, How much are you doing to fulfill that purpose of yours? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us this very short life. Average lifespan 60 to 70 years. This is a time when there's no barakat now. Barakat is gone. Barakat is diminishing. So that 60, 70 years of the past and 60, 70 years now, we hardly have got anything. Before you know it, you'll have to be gone. How much of time, effort, resources are we utilizing in fulfilling the purpose why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create us? How many people even know why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us? Why Allah created you? How much of time you spending to fulfill the purpose of your creation? Because ultimately, you're going to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ultimately, we're going to have to go stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask you, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ. Did we not give you so much of life that if you wanted to reflect and ponder, you could have reflected and pondered, وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. And the warner came to you. Who is the warner? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the warner. The bayans we are yearning, that is a warner. Ulama coming and reminding us, that is a warning. If let's say you forgot, you are human, you can't forget. You can't forget the purpose why you came in life, why you here in the dunya. But the warner came and reminded you, that janazah in front of you, that's a warning. You saw that man lying there. That's a warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا حَمَلْتَ جَنَازَةً فَعْلَمْ أَنَّكَ بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُولُ. Today you carrying that janazah. Just 30 seconds, 1 minute reflect. Tomorrow is my turn. You know, last year, Ramadan, there were so many people among us. They never even dreamt. Perhaps in their wildest dreams, they never even thought they're not going to be here. We never even thought that. We never thought that next year Ramadan, that man is going to be gone. Who knows what the next Ramadan holds for us? Who knows whether we will even reach this Ramadan or not? We make dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. From the time we sighted the crescent of Rajab, we already started making the dua. Why you think Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us this dua? If Ramadan was any ordinary month, you're just going to adjust your meals times. Why did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam make this dua in the first place? No. This is no ordinary month. This is the month for reformation. This is the month to bring about a positive change in your life. This is the month to kick your bad habits and inculcate good habits. Every person has got some weakness or the other. I think the greatest of saints cannot claim to say he's got no weakness. But fortunate is that man who understands his weakness. Fortunate is that man who identifies his weakness. He knows this is a fortunate man. Unfortunate is that man who is in a denial state, who continues trying to cover up for himself, looking for excuses, trying to justify the wrong he's doing. No, I'm doing this here, but I'm not so bad. That man, no, bhai, don't ever say that. Always look at your own weaknesses. There's so much for us to progress. Every namaz, if Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to read اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, it means the road of hidayat is a very vast road. The levels of hidayat are many, many levels. There's no, at no point can you say that you have the stagnation. No, there's no stagnation. If there's stagnation, you're moving backwards. You have to always be progressing. So whoever you are, whatever you are, in fact, pious people, they themselves, they will cry over their weaknesses. Pious people at the time of Tahajjud, some of the times they're crying like small babies. We're nowhere near those people. We won't even come near the dust on their shoes or so. They're crying like small babies. Where we stand? We still standing out with our chest out. No, we are, you know, this is, we are pious people. This is what we're doing. What do we know? What is our reality? Who knows how we're going to pass away from this dunya? Anyone got a guarantee here? Anyone got a certificate to say, Allah Ta'ala said, definitely you're going to pass away with iman? Always have this fear in your heart. Always be worried. Worried. You rather constantly be in fear. As the mashayikh say, karte raho, darte raho, rote raho, mangte raho. Carry on trying. Carry on. Don't stop. Where there's an opportunity to do good, score that opportunity, grab that opportunity, seize that opportunity, and always be afraid. Who knows whether this is accepted, not accepted? Who knows whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased, not pleased? The whole dunya can praise you. But if Allah is displeased with you, what benefit it is? The whole dunya is praising you. They're calling you Hazrat, they're calling you Sheikh, they're giving you different titles. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased with you. The whole dunya can criticize you. They can call you all sorts of names. They can insult you. But Allah is pleased with you, you achieved everything. So always the focus must be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Karte raho, darte raho, mangte raho. Carry on asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, Ramadan is a month of dua. This is a month for us to pour our hearts out before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no one else here in this dunya for you. Remember that. If you got your hopes on someone, you are seriously making a mistake. Someone put their hopes on their child. Hey, one day my child will become big. He'll do this, he'll do that. He may just be gone before you know it. He may just leave you and he may run away also. Tomorrow he'll find, get married, he might go away with his wife and you may never see him again. So don't put your hopes on anyone. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there for you. There's no one else that's there for you. You need to learn how to strengthen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to learn how to draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the awliya? What makes the awliya so special? Why does the Quran Sharif say, "Ala inna awliya Allah, la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun"? When they got a problem, what they do? They go on the musalla. They solve the problem on the musalla. Your problem has to first be solved on the musalla before you solve it anywhere else. We are trying to solve it everywhere else. That's the problem. That's why there's no solution. There's no solution because we didn't come back to the main place we're supposed to come back. We didn't come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever problem you got in your life, first you got to solve it on the musalla. First you got to cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then everything else happens after that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make everything else happen. So this is the month of dua. This is the month for you to cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Shaykh Muhammad Zakira rahmatullahi alayhi, he would say, "I found the dua 1 minute before iftar to be extremely effective. If the ummah only takes advantage of this, inshallah, the problems can get solved." You can start before that. Because what happens, we are a bit negligent. Often when we start making dua, first our minds are not all present. But as you carry on making dua, brothers, we have to learn how to make dua. We don't know how to make dua also. Make dua to Allah, that Allah teaches us how to make dua. That's what you need. Allah Ta'ala teach us how to make dua. How your pious friends, how they ask you. Give us that tawfiq. Why? Because of yaqeen. Because our hopes are pinned everywhere else. Dua is just ritualistic. Okay, I'll make dua. You make dua, I'll make dua. But in the meanwhile, where's your mind? Your mind is on everything else. You know, the ulama, they mentioned one incident. It was a buzurg that was traveling. And he came to a well. Those days and times, no taps. Get your water from the well directly. But he came to the well, there's no bucket. So the water, the levels are right down. If you have a bucket and a rope, and then you pull the water out. So he thinks to himself, one musafir will come, and he'll come with a bucket. In the meanwhile, one buck comes to drink from the well. As the buck approaches the well, Allah Ta'ala makes the levels of the water just come up. The levels of the water came up, the buck drank from the well, and it went away. The water went way back down. Now this buzurg is thinking to himself, he'll make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I am the best of your creation. Insan is ashraful makhlukat. Imam, insan is the best of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. Everything else was created for us. This buck, it just came here, it put its mouth there, the water came up, it drank the water. How it is that you had given preference to this buck and given this honor to this? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him Where was your mind when you came and you sat here? Where was your mind? Your mind was, hey, one musafir is passing by. He'll sort it out for me. This buck did not put its mind on anything else or anyone else. That thing, you know, musafir is going to help me. If anything, a musafir will catch me, he'll slaughter me and eat me up. That's what he'll do. That buck, its mind was on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can even learn from animals. You know, animals also, they make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We think we're making zikr. Animals make zikr. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِي. Everything glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his praises. You hear the birds in the morning, the birds are making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Certain animals, ulama mentioned, the sounds they make, there is a subtle message. We don't understand the message. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, he understood the language of birds. Ullimna mantiq at-tayr wa utina min kulli shay. They could communicate with animals. So they say when the rooster is crowing in the morning, many a times you wake up in the morning, Fajr time, maybe before Fajr, after Fajr, you hear the rooster crowing. The rooster is giving us a very important message. It's saying, Uthkurullaha ya ghafileen. Remember Allah, O negligent ones. The rooster is telling you, first thing in the morning you woke up, you worried about your tea, you worried about your coffee, you worried about your breakfast. How much you remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many times you took the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did you make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah gave you another day. Allah gave you another opportunity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with an extension in your life. How many people slept and never woke up the next morning? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed me to wake up. So respected friends, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This month of Ramadan is a month to boost the batteries of our iman. So the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, he mentioned that 1 minute before iftar, no person must be negligent at that time. If for some reason, some people feel quite weak at that time, you can't raise your hands. Make dua in your heart. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says that when you break your fast, and you put that first khajur in your mouth, for 30 seconds in your heart, carry on making dua. Carry on making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What you need? What are your necessities? You know, some pious people, they should actually write a list. All the things they need. All the things they need. And all the people they need to make dua for. Now, I need to make dua for this child of mine. This child got this problem, he got that problem. The other child got that problem. Every day, they'll set the hajjud time, half an hour, 1 hour, and they'll make all those duas. They've got a list. They're not forgetting anything. Because now you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you're talking to someone, and you know you have to pay that person a certain amount. 1 hour you got all your relevant questions you're going to ask. You'll make a note of all the important questions. You're speaking to your accountant. You're speaking to a lawyer. You'll make a note of those things. I mustn't forget anything. So what you do, you come with a note. Like that, you have that in your mind, in your heart. I must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those few minutes before iftar, try to make dua. Even when you put that khajur in your mouth, carry on making dua. Sometime before maghrib, you got some time. Don't waste that time. Ramadan, you mustn't waste 1 minute. You mustn't waste 1 second. That's why have a routine, have a timetable. Very, very important. Always have a timetable. You know you've got a set routine. Especially for your weekend. Especially for your free time. Pious people, they're already planning that Sunday is coming. I got that 3 hours. What is I can sit and do nothing. That's what we are very good at doing. Doing nothing. So man will sleep. He wake up. What time he wants to wake up. No discipline. We've got no discipline in our lives. We want our children to have discipline. But we got no discipline. So they know already this is a certain time they're going to wake up. Not saying don't sleep. You have to sleep. You have to rest. Don't overdo it. Moderation is important. But they know that time, 11 o'clock, 11:30, already I'm in the masjid. I'm in the masjid from 11, 11:30, I'm reading Quran Sharif. Not in the masjid, at home already, I'm reading Quran Sharif. How it was possible for them to make so many khatams? Do they have a longer day and longer night? It's the same time. You got 24 hours. We got 24 hours. They have 24 hours. The same amount of time. How is it they are getting so much done? And we are doing so little. What's the problem? Negligence. We are negligent. We don't have any system. We don't have any routine. We don't have any discipline. Let us make this intention, respected friends. Every morning at least, let's read four rakats of tahajjud namaz. Whole year, most people are deprived of tahajjud. Wake up few minutes early. Read few rakats of tahajjud namaz. Try to finish your 70,000 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. From here to your house, you start reading. See how many hundred times you can read already. From your house to your business, start reading. You look in the eastern countries, people got the Quran Sharif in the business. Taxi drivers got the Quran Sharif in their cars. Till now, got the Quran Sharif. As a man's been nothing open, he read few pages. Keep the Quran Sharif with you. Reading in the phone is never like reading in the Quran. Can never be the same. Touching the Quran is ibadat. Looking at the Quran is ibadat. Kissing the Quran is ibadat. There's barakat in that. So let us, astaghfirullah. This is also recommended in the hadith. Let us finish our 100,000. 100,000, astaghfirullah, ulama mentioned. Whatever difficulty, hardship you got, read it for that intention. People will give you amazing stories. Miracles still happen. Respected friends, if you think miracles are not happening, we are living in another dunya. People will come and tell you, Mawlana, I was in such problems. I read that 100,000 istighfar. Allah Ta'ala just opened up things for me. That child was gone completely off the tangent. I read that 100,000 times istighfar. Allah Ta'ala turned his heart. Now the child is on the straight path. So let us try and read our 100,000 istighfar in the month of Ramadan. Let us make this intention, respected friends. Inshallah, this will be the best Ramadan. And we will make the most ibadat. We're not going to waste any time. Ramadan is a month of sabr. Sabr of the stomach is you remain hungry. Sabr of the tongue is keep quiet. No ghibat. No backbiting. No anger. No sins. Stay away from all sins. Protect our gaze. Protect our ears. Let us do a digital detox. Keep your phone far away. The phone is one of the main causes for you wasting time. That's one of the main causes if you look at it. How much of time people are wasting? Just keep it for necessity. You need it for necessity, you use it. You don't need it, you keep it away. Inshallah, if we got this talab, Allah will bless us with the blessings of Ramadan and Allah will bless us with Laylatul Qadr, which is equivalent to 83 years and 4 months of ibadat. How many people are going to live for 83 years? And even if you live for 83 years, how many people are going to make ibadat for the whole 83 years? May Allah grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد
الحمد لله الحمد لله علي ذات عظيم الصفات سمي السمات كبير الشان جليل القدر رفيع الذكر مطاع الأمر جلي البرهان فخيم الإثم غزير العلم وسيع الحلم كثير الغفران جميل الثناء جزيل العطاء مجيب الدعاء عميم الإحسان سريع الحساب شديد العقاب أليم العذاب عزيز السلطان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال تعالى شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان إلى آخر الآية فقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من احتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم والبدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق ينجي والكذب يهلك وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين ولا تقنطوا من رحمة الله فإنه أرحم الراحمين ولا تحبوا الدنيا فتكونوا من الخاسرين ألا وإن نفسا لن تموت حتى تستوفي رزقها فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب وتوكلوا عليه فإن الله يحب المتوكلين وادعوه فإن ربكم مجيب الداعين واستغفروه يمددكم بأموال وبنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في رواية مختلفة أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حيان عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة النساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين اللهم اغفر للعبد عباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من القول والفعل والعمل والنية والهدى إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين والمظلومين في فلسطين وفي غزة وفي أفريقيا وفي كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأتم وأهم وأعظم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
Please straighten yourselves, come forward. Brothers, but the entrance can come to the extreme left. Your extreme left, come inside, inshallah. All the brothers at the back, but the entrance, come inside, inshallah. Plenty space on my right, come inside. Complete the saf in front of us. Brothers can walk straight through, right to the back. Inshallah. Brothers come inside, right inside. Complete the saf in front of us, inshallah. Completion of the saf is from the perfection of the salah, inshallah. Straighten the sufuf. Allahu Akbar.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Allahu astaghfirullah astaghfirullah astaghfirullah. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khayrul rahimin. Allahumma lakal hamdu kullu wa lakash shukru kullu. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا رب العالمين اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت انك على كل شيء قدير ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين امين برحمتك يا رب. Allahu Akbar.